FM.News.
How did he navigate from leading sales at some of the biggest names in the mattress business to now taking the helm at a brand that's been in bedding since 1894? I am so excited to introduce you to Englander's new president and CEO and share the story of his journey through the mattress industry and his plans for Englander's future. The Fam podcast begins right now.
1894, Max Englander hand-built the first Englander mattress. Today, Englander mattresses are still bench-made right here in the USA. Proven materials, expertly layered, and every stitch triple-checked. All for you. Englander, better sleep by design.
Hey, are you a mattress retailer looking to supercharge your business? Introducing Podium, your secret weapon. I use it, I'm a huge fan of it, and with Podium's AI-powered lead conversion, you can engage with customers in seconds via text, making it feel like they're talking to a friend. But hey, that's just the beginning. Podium offers texting, payments, reviews, website chat, and more, all in one place. You've got to be the most responsive retailer to help customers solve those sleep problems in the moment. Harness the power of Podium today and start growing your business. Visit podium.com right now to learn more.
Welcome to the FAM podcast with Mark Kinsley. This is where the best in the bedding business get even better.
It is official, my friend. Chaylen Martin, you are now the president and CEO of Englander, and I couldn't be more excited for you. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on the show. I'm excited. I've been a big fan for a long time, not just of the show, but of Englander as well. And I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity and the future.
Hey, let's jump right into it. So first of all, what an amazing brand to be able to take the reins and take it into the future. And the little backstory is we came together as a board and when I was in your chair, and we're like, we need this type of person to do these type of things to get Englander to the next phase. And so the search began, and after beating the carpet of the bedding business, out drops Chaylen Martin, this amazing guy who I've really enjoyed getting to know you and getting to hear your vision for the future. For people that don't know you, tell us about your journey through the mattress business, where you were before and what led to this moment.
Yeah, great. What a great introduction. So I think taking it back to the very beginning of when I fell in love with the business, I was working as a retail sales associate at a mattress store, a great retail operation here in the state of Alabama, where I'm born and raised. And I fell in love with mattresses. And it wasn't just the selling of mattresses or the great camaraderie within the organization that I had, but I really felt like I was changing people's lives by getting them better sleep. And I said, man, I think that this is really something that could be interesting. And I said, that's the career journey and path that I want to go on. So from there, I finished and graduated from college and moved in. And I started in a training role with Tempur-Pedic. I covered a lot of stores, met a lot of great people, and just said, man, what an amazing journey to start. From there, got to progress through with that organization. I found some great mentors and leaders that I can't say enough great things about, who really didn't just invest in teaching me products, but teaching me how to grow in my career and grow in changing people's lives through better sleep. So from there, moved on and started managing some larger accounts, met some great customers, went into a leadership role managing in the Southeast region for them, loved every second of it. But I wanted to do something a little different. And I then joined the Casper organization, which, and I think we may talk about it here in a little bit, we might address the direct-to-consumer channel just a little bit when we talk about the industry. But Casper was an incredible brand that was trying to figure out how to really get into the wholesale side of things. And I got to sink my teeth into that and just loved seeing what a great marketing brand can do when they really put their focus on delivering good products. And from there, just been looking for the right fit. And I would say when Englander, when this opportunity came about, I said, man, there's a ton of opportunity. But the best part about it is there's a great, strong foundation of who the brand is, who the brand has always been. And there's a ton of just opportunity to continue to lean into what Max Englander started the organization doing, which is creating a legacy product, a legacy brand through craftsmanship. And I said, man, we're going to really do some special things here at Englander. So that's my journey through all of this and what led me to here. And I'm really excited to talk about where we're going to go in the future.
All right, let's go there. Let's go there right now. We can get back to the industry stuff and the dynamics there, but let's talk about the future of Englander, because like you said, it's been around since 1894, and we've been supporting people's sleep through millions and millions and millions of nights collectively. And I always tell people, these are the type of mattresses you want to give your mom or your loved ones, because they're just made really well, and she's not going to have a problem. Matter of fact, I just got my mom a new Tensionese H2 not too long ago, and she called me. I think I may have shared this story previously, and said, or she texted me and said, hey, I need to talk to you. I'm like, is everything okay? And she tells me she slept 11 and a half hours last night, and she had been sleeping horribly, and she was getting caught up. And I'm just so proud of the foundation of this brand and the commitment to that consistency and that quality in a world that seems ever-changing. So in this ever-changing world, talk about your vision for Englander.
Great. Well, I think that you hit a soft spot as when you think about something that you would give to your mom. What a great thing. And as somebody who loves their mom, I can tell you that speaks to me. So I want to continue to build on that. When we think about the vision for Englander and where I see us going, knowing that, you know, this is new and it's a big learning process. The thing that I will say is none of us have all of the ideas that sit alone in our own brain, right? So one of the first things that we're going to do is we're going to reach out to our support system. We're blessed with incredible customers that have supported the Englander brand. Let's start getting their feedback. And it comes to more than just asking for their feedback. It's asking for their feedback and then implementing it, right? So nobody's closer to the Englander end consumer than our retail partners, right? So I want to really build a brand and build upon the brand and what you've done and ask for that feedback, whether it comes from product, development, design, feels, et cetera, technologies. I would say the other thing is, how do we go to market? What is our brand messaging? What does it need to be? And what is the industry kind of lacking? And I think that's my vision for where we take Englander in the next phase is just really what we'll call customer-back innovation. Let's get our customers, end consumers, and our retail partners, let's get them involved in the process immediately. And I think that's something that the industry is really hungry for, is somebody that's willing to listen to that feedback and be able to change swiftly, which I'm really excited about Englander because, as you said, we've got a long heritage, a long history of craftsmanship. Now let's take it to the next level and really take the insights that we learn from our customers and build them into a really dynamic, great company that's simple and easy to do business with.
I love that. And it reminds me of my early journey over 5 years ago when I was brought in to really kind of evaluate the landscape of where the brand was and what to do with it. And I did the exact same thing. I went out and I spent time with our reps, with our customers. And part of my initial mission was really refresh the brand and get it to its true identity. And a lot of that was informed by our customers and our reps. And they were telling us, this seems to be an age-old story, but really keep it simple. And I found out very quickly that simple isn't always easy. And so executing that and messaging that and making sure that it's congruent with the products whenever it does cascade all the way down to the RSA level and does it make sense to the consumer, there are a lot of little potential friction points along the way. And I think you're right. I think the industry is hungry for, hey, help us understand where you're at as a company, as a brand. You're going to understand where they're at. And that collaborative process, which I think, you know, you've demonstrated that in your career, I think is going to be a key to the growth. And that's the key here. We are entering this amazing growth phase. And I say we, I'm kind of stepping into this advisory role, which I'm really excited about. Let's get into the dynamics of the industry with that underpinning kind of defined. And what I mean is you've got Resident that's now part of the Ashley organization. That was a company that was built online. And then they were able to build their brand, build their business, get into wholesale. And then now they're part of the Ashley organization. You've been inside the Casper group. So you've seen how brands are built online and reviews are built up and that demand is created. Now let's get into wholesale. Talk about the dynamics of the industry from your perspective, where it's headed, and then how Englander slots with that, or how Englander serves a need within that, what seems like a chaotic environment.
So the industry, I was told this by a great friend and mentor of mine when I first started in the industry. He said, this industry changes dramatically every 6 months. You can almost set your clock by it. There's a major thing that happens, whether it's through consolidations, mergers and acquisitions, or new brands that come on the scene and change the shopping patterns. And you mentioned some of the direct-to-consumer brands that have built and done an incredible job of really understanding how to simplify the process. And I think the industry had gotten into a lull of just doing the same thing over and over and over again. And ultimately, the customers' needs have changed. They've evolved so rapidly with Amazon Prime coming in, making shopping simple, things like that, where customers go, you know what? I just want a simple way to improve my life, whether it's buying a mattress or buying anything. So I think that you've seen several of these organizations that really did a good job of building up their brand, building their sales through some data. And that's where a lot of the industry really learned, what can we do better? And the first thing is, when you boil it all down to what's most important, it's how do we change more people's sleep and change their lives through better sleep? And a lot of companies will throw new products at things and say, that's the answer. When really we need to change how we go to the consumer. We need to change the customer's experience. And you've seen a lot of retailers, especially in the past 10 years, really go, you know what? We hadn't changed the face of our sales process or our in-store experience. And a lot of people who are doing very, very well this year, they've really come to the industry and gone, we're going to do this differently. We learned our lesson. It's all about the customer experience. The customer had told us we wanted something different and new and better. And it took some big brands being launched almost overnight to tell some of us with a rich history since 1894, 130-year-old company, we've got to do things differently. So I'll tell you that when it comes to things like Resident joining the Ashley family, you've got two big powerhouses and they're only going to learn from each other and ultimately probably give a better experience to their end consumer. But with that comes some opportunity for other brands to learn from what they did, right? And I would say the same thing with Casper and Purple, and we can name all of the brands that have really grown a lot of market share. What I've realized from the Englander side, where it slots in, is we have brand recognition in this industry since we've been around since 1894. And I would encourage everybody to go to the Englander website, read a little bit about our history. The more you read, the more you'll love, right? So whether it's the founding of the business from Max Englander to what we did for the American Red Cross during a major challenge in our country's history, it's really cool. So Englander has this legacy and this brand recognition, but the market share doesn't equal what our brand recognition equals. But to me, that's opportunity. Now, that opportunity is not just going to present itself and say, here we are, and everybody's going to jump on board. What we have to do is think differently and maybe play a different game, right? And say, we're going to do something totally different. And without getting into too much of the specifics, being new, right? And definitely leaning on you and your experience and what you've done to build this, we're going to do something I think that's going to be hopefully very well received and say, it's all about our customer and understanding that our customer is not just the end customer, but our customer is the salespeople, the merchants, the buyers, the owners of our customers. It's also our sales force that's out in the field. Let's listen to their feedback. And when they say, hey, we need X, whether it's product assets or a new technology or whatever it is, we're going to be quick and nimble and we're going to deliver that to them as quickly as possible. That's kind of my vision, what I would say I see as the direction in an industry with all of these major, whether you want to think about macroeconomic conditions and traffic and mergers and acquisitions, all of these fun business things that are exciting to be a part of, it creates, like you said, chaos. And in chaos, if you can come in and be simple and you can do things the way your customers want them done, you will grow and you will be very, very successful. And I think that's the ultimate thing that Englander is just going to, you're going to see, is simplify everything from products to operations, and everything is going to be all about providing a simple experience for all customers, the end customer, our retail partners, and everybody.
We're talking with Chaylin Martin, the new president and CEO of Englander, a company near and dear to my heart. And Chaylin, I think it's important also, as you describe that very customer-centric approach, to help people understand the way that Englander is structured. And so for anybody that's a student of the industry, there's a distinction, I think, that's really worth drawing. And not everybody knows this, but Englander is unlike other licensing organizations that, hey, they own the license, then they go get these independent factories to try and make it and try and make it to spec. We're different. We have three powerhouse companies that own the Englander brand. And those companies are Sutherland, Corsicana, and BIA, Bedding Industries of America. And those three incredible companies form this foundation of operations and product development expertise. And then, of course, manufacturing and delivering and then servicing those customers. So it's a very, it's almost more like a traditional structure with three incredible partners. And so operating out of 14 factories across the United States. And then on top of that, we do have licenses in about 25 countries around the globe. But domestically, I think that's an important distinction to draw. Talk about that power that Englander brings to its customers and how you see those puzzle pieces fitting together with those partners.
Without sounding too political here, I will say I think that our joint venture partners, the board, and our ownership represents some really strong minds, right? And from the CEOs of each of the organizations, Sutherland, Corsicana, and Bedding Industries of America, their experience, not just in products and sales and operations, but really their belief in the Englander brand is what makes me most excited. The other side of that that makes me excited is when you have an incredible brand like Englander backed by the partners that we have, our partners, those three brands, it just represents a quicker learning and a quicker ability to execute. Like you said, we don't just license and we don't just go to a one-off factory over here and they build a product. These three companies will come together. We will spec out and build products. We'll take insights, not just from my mind and your mind, but we'll take insights from three huge powerhouse companies to really lean into when we develop products. The other side of it is it also makes our distribution network incredibly strong, right? So when we think about one of the things from that challenges a lot of people is distribution. It hit the industry really hard during COVID. And you think about the expense of not being able to deliver something because it's across the country. We don't have that, right? So for us, the opportunity is unmatched as a brand with how quickly we can get products to customers, help them maintain and manage their inventory cost, all the while building consistent, quality, durable products that I'll say from what I've learned in my short time here and speaking with the other guys and yourself is there is one thing that quality, consistency, durability, all three of these leaders are heavily focused on and the accountability is there, right? And I think that if you look at what's happened to all of the brands that have been around for this long, you've seen some opportunities for improvement, right? There's not one of the board members' organizations that does not have quality, consistency, and durability at the forefront of what they're doing in a day-to-day basis. And that makes me very excited, in addition to just the ability to get distribution out with our sales team that now reaches all 50 states without any problems, right? We're able to do a lot of really good, exciting things and get to market really quickly. So to kind of plug something, when we think about customer feedback, I mean this very sincerely. We want it. We will seek it. Let's set up a way to get that customer feedback. You'll see a company that can seek, accept, and implement feedback in a very real and fast way, right? So we don't have to be in this long arm of it's years before products hit the market because we know the customer's needs have evolved quickly. So that's kind of my view of where it is today. But I can tell you that I couldn't be more excited to work with all three organizations, their leadership, their sales teams, their operations. They all do it very, very wonderfully. And it just gives me a lot of excitement for the future.
I'm excited for the future for Englander and for the three companies that we mentioned, because they are positioned so well. And it makes me think about Englander and its innovation throughout history and where that's headed next. And I mean, the quick snapshot backstory is Englander was the first company to introduce latex in a mattress, because in the 1950s, Englander was owned by Goodyear Rubber Tire Company. We got access to this, all the science and all this chemistry that was happening, and it came out as called, it was called air foam back then, but we know it as latex today. And so now you fast forward, and it's three of the, I would say the key technologies we've been talking about over the past few years that make their way into Englander are, number one, the Englander Edge, which is narrow diameter coils all the way to the edge. You compress those coils straight down and they bounce straight back up. It's called straight line deflection, instead of having a sidewall blowout with too much foam. We talk about latex, of course, which I covered off on, and then our 3-degree cooling coils, which is, hey, it's, you know, coils, micro coils. It's like opening the windows on a hot house and letting the air blow through. And I think we've tried to simplify those messages, and hopefully they cascade down and fall out of the mouths of the RSA at the right time and have a meaningful benefit to the consumer. As you think about innovation and you think about Englander, there's probably a balance there because you have this rich history. How do you think about innovation? You talked about the customer-centric side of it. What's your vision for that piece?
Again, not to plug our feedback anymore, right? Innovation, I love, we've talked, I'm a product guy. I love designing products. I love everything about products. And really, when I think about what the future holds for our product offering and assortment from Englander, we've got a great lineup right now. Some incredible products that I've gotten to see them, touch them, feel them, lie down on them. And everything that I see, I'm like, this is great. This works. They're built and priced right. They're built consistently, and they're very beautiful products. But if we think about the future of what we're going to offer, I think you'll see us go, what's keeping our customer up at night, right? And you've seen the industry lean heavily into cooling technologies. And I don't have the data and statistics in front of me, but I think it's somewhere around 60% of people still report having issues with sleeping hot at night. So we've got to keep our focus on airflow and breathability. I think our 3-degree cooling foil, our latex foam that is perforated, plus our Englander Edge allows airflow throughout the mattress, right? I think that's a huge thing. And when we think about the textiles and covers that we put on our mattresses, I get really excited about what's the next technology. And I think we can work with our supplier partners to make sure that we're on the forefront of that. Everybody's got a phase change or a PE material. And I think that those are great and they're wonderful products. And maybe we lean into that and continue to lean on our supplier partners, that we have also some of the best names in the industry as our supplier partners. I think that you'll see us really lean into what's keeping our customer up at night. And to me, it's always come down to temperature, comfort, and support, right? It's those three things. So let's address those three things. Let's not overbuild and put things that are just what I would say are fluff or noise and distractions just to have an extra thing in the mattress. Let's make sure that we're putting our products that we bring to market address the three things that customers complain about. Their back hurting when they wake up, or they toss and turn due to pressure, or they wake up hot and sweaty. Let's make sure that every product, every feature and benefit serves a real need. So I think for me, the big thing, and again, I get excited about this role, is seeing what else is out there. So getting to look to all of our suppliers and go, hey, is this a real valuable technology that serves a need and meets the customer's need? And if it is, great, let's figure it out and let's figure out where it needs to go and what the opportunity for the industry is. I think when we go back to some of the industry insights, this industry has gone through, it's not necessarily different than what other industries went through with COVID and the pandemic and all of the challenges, whether it was raw materials or labor shortages or any of those things. But I think there's become a gap in some price bands companies have kind of ignored, right? So there were price increases due to raw materials. I think that's where we're going to really figure out, where does Englander fit? And I think as a premium brand with premium history, we're going to figure out the right products at the right price. And it's all going to be based on, in my mind, those three things. We'll take durability and say, that's table stakes. You have to deliver a quality product that will stand the test of time. And I think Englander, with the products you mentioned, the Englander Edge and our inner spring coil system is a strong product that I have all the faith in the world. Latex technology, that is a very durable product, right? I think that we've got durability. That's table stakes. So now let's move on to addressing those three things of temperature, comfort, and support, and just make sure that we're constantly pushing the envelope forward and not just doing the same thing that we've always done and maybe the industry's always done.
You nailed it. Temperature, comfort, and support. I love that. Clarifying those clarifying three elements of delivering a great product. I'd be interested to get your take on this. When I think about temperature, I've gone back and forth. I've played a lot of ping pong in my mind because there's, like you said, there's fluff and fairy dust and all kinds of other things you can put inside of a mattress to say that it cools it. And whereas I've leaned into this simplified approach of, hey, create airflow. Don't let the heat build up in the first place. The best way to cool a mattress is not let it get hot from the very beginning. Like you said, with micro coils and perforated latex, and then taking those narrow diameter coils for Englander Edge all the way out so you don't even have foam blocking it in, because that's what, you know, it tends to build up with heat. How do you balance leaning into what you know works and what is kind of a simplified natural approach with something that clearly at the retail level, they need to be able to demonstrate something. They need to be able to, if you touch it and it feels cold, it may be a little bit, I don't want to call it complete BS, but a little bit of that. Oh, it's cold, but then it's going to get hot over time. How do you think about balancing that in terms of innovation and messaging and sales?
Yeah, great question. So yeah, number one is airflow, right? You have to have good airflow. If you don't, if you just have a bunch of insulators, we're humans and we're putting off body heat, right? So that body heat has to have somewhere to go. And if you just focus on the top panel of your product, and that's the only thing that a customer experiences of cooling technology, but it's blocked by a bunch of whatever material you want to call it, right? Whatever material other people put in there, it's not going to be cold overnight. For me, when I think about actually sleeping cool, and I've gotten to see this at each stop in my career, each of my organizations, getting to see real data, whether it's a real human or simulated overnight, how does that heat map actually work, and does it actually work, right? Or are we just doing something to say, hey, us two, we've got cooling, touch it, it feels cold? Because ultimately what you're going to find is if a customer buys a mattress because they think it's a cooling mattress and it's cooling for the first 30 minutes, then they're going to have complaints. And in today's world, customer complaints they're the easiest thing for companies to get, right? They are the easiest things for companies to get. So if they believe that they bought something based on cooling and the technology doesn't work, it's not proven or backed by science and data, we're gonna have a hard time getting that message out there. And not only that, we'll lose faith with the retail sales associates that ultimately are the front line of the customer experience. If they start getting comfort returns because they thought it was too hot, et cetera, then we're gonna have a hard time, right? It takes a real, I always say the retail sales associates out there, they are long to forget if they feel like they've been burned by a gotcha product. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the science and data and make sure that everything is proven, right? Proven to actually be cooling. The next side of that is we're going to have to figure out how to simply tell that story. I don't know if you've seen some trainings, I'm sure you have. I've seen trainings on phase change material, and it's become a very household name within the wholesale side and the retail sales associate side. I still can't explain it perfectly. I'm not a chemist. I just know that it's cool to touch and it moves body heat away. So we've got to figure out how to simplify whatever our cooling story is. And I think you've done a great job with our products that we have today. Look, the micro coils don't trap heat. They're breathable. It's not a block of really hard, dense foam that's going to trap and insulate body heat. So there's airflow into our perforation, into our coil edge, the Englander edge that we have. Everything is about breathability. So I think that we're there. I just want to continue to push the envelope of innovation and say, let's build on that. Maybe it's the next thing that's exciting. And again, I look forward to really diving in with you, right, side by side. As you said before, your advisory role, I very much appreciate and will lean into, but let's figure out what else is out there and what really is a real technology that's proven backed by science and data. to deliver on temperature management, because I think it's one of the things the industry hasn't, it's been addressed, but I don't know that it's been solved. And I know that that's a much broader challenge than there's somebody out there that has the silver bullet. I think that we can figure something out and get closer and closer to what the customer needs.
Well said, Yeah, it's even within the current product line that we have on the luxury innerspring side, the Allendales and the O'Connors, we've maxed out that phase change material. And I remember phase change in particular, when we introduced that into the product lineup, I had three suppliers who all sold phase change ticking. And I said, okay, I'm going to ask for one answer at a time. I want each of you to describe phase change. And you wouldn't believe the wandering, circuitous route that most people took to get to the essence of it. And I'm sitting there just trying to distill it down. I'm like, what are they saying? What are they saying? Ultimately, we landed on, these are chilling molecules that absorb heat. And then when you remove the heat source, they release it back to the air. And, but that's kind of how I had to describe it, is, okay, if you apply heat to one of, to these molecules, they're essentially holding that heat until the heat source is removed, and then it dissipates back into the natural air. And, but even that, to a consumer, I think there needs to be better visuals, a more succinct way of explaining it. And then also, I think phase change kind of suffers from that. When you touch it right away, it doesn't have that immediate cooling to the hand. So I think that's the balance we got to get after as an industry. And like you said, that it's a broader challenge to address, because if you talk about cooling and then people, you know, sleep hot after an hour and a half in their bed, that just damages our reputation as a category, as an industry.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. We've had just similar experiences. But you do balance the demonstrability. Like, it has to be demonstrable for the sales associate to build the value and the technology, but it has to also be real. And we have to make sure that, again, sometimes those two things are not necessarily always aligned, right? So what feels good, looks good, and easy to say might not also be what actually works. So how do we take those things and say, the best of both worlds? Let's find the thing that works, whatever it is. Nothing's off limits. Again, like you said, with our partnership that we have with the three mega organizations, nothing's off limits to us, which is fun. Now it will just be, we've got to have something that's simple, but something that actually works. And I truly believe once we nail that for the future of innovation, we're gonna see a lot of great products and a lot of great experiences. Ultimately, at the end of the day, that hopefully result in a ton of really strong reviews for our partners, right? Somebody that says, man, I went into the store and I worked with Susie. She helped me. I got a great night's sleep. 5-star review for that business. And I think that's one of the keys to sustainable partnerships with our retailers.
All right. You just talked about partnerships. I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. And having gotten to know you a bit over the past few weeks, I think about Chaylen Martin. I think about family, dad, daughter, barbecue. And have I nailed it so far? Take us into it. What do those three things mean to you?
Yeah, man, you got it nailed. So I wasn't expecting to talk about this, but you know what? I'm always happy to. And so getting to know you, yes, I love my family. I'm blessed with a beautiful wife and three beautiful daughters. So I am a girl dad. I'm a cheer dad. That's something that I love. Growing up playing sports, I never envisioned the adult Chaylen being at the cheerleading competitions, front row, jumping and screaming as loud as I can. But it actually is just a world that I've fallen in love with, and it's a great community of people. From that, a little bit about me, I do love to grill and smoke and barbecue some really good things. It's one of those inexact sciences that continues to challenge me. I think I've gotten a good handle on how to do certain foods, but there are still some that I'll give a little insight, maybe embarrass myself a little bit. Briskets, I've tried them. I've done 12, 15 briskets, and I'll tell you, I've gotten about two of them right that I'm like, man, those are great. And I've butchered the rest of them. I'm like, we'll have brisket taco. It's just something that I find fun. And, you know, it's something that brings the family together, whether it's my family, my immediate family, my parents, love them to death. My neighbors, they always know if there's smoke coming out of my smoker, just walk on over.
Love that. Hey, real quick pause point. Okay, so head over to LinkedIn, connect with Chaelin. And if you don't spell it correctly the first time, you can revisit this. It's C-H-E-A-L-E-N, C-H-E-A-L-E-N, Chaelin Martin. And if you got any brisket tips for him, we're asking for your help, okay? Brisket is hard. It's really hard. I'm not the cook in the family. My wife's an amazing cook, her and her mom both. And so they only live a block away, so they're always cooking at our house. And they've done a brisket one time, and they nailed it without having a smoker. So I'll get some notes from her. But go over to connect with Chaelin on LinkedIn and give him some brisket tips. And I think the first time we talked, I got a kick out of it because you're like, yeah, my voice is kind of gone because I was at a cheer competition screaming for my daughter and cheering. And I was like, that's awesome. I love somebody that loves their family. And it was like just going all in for their crew.
Yep. That my voice was, I was in Dallas. We got home at 1 o'clock in the morning from that competition. The team did exceptionally well. We were all very proud of them. But I mean, we had our conversation the next day and I was like, oh gosh, my voice sounded, I mean, it was about 20% there. But look, I will say, whether it's cheering or working in this industry, one of the things I love finding is something that I'm passionate about and going all in. And that's one of the things I would say I really appreciate about the Englander, the entire organization and the foundation you've set up here. I mean, I think that you've laid a really great foundation, and my passion is something that I hope everybody will see very quickly with driving this brand into the future.
I felt at the first moment we talked, and I'm so grateful to have you take this organization into the future. I want nothing more than for the past 5 years I've spent to be a foundation upon which you can build on that success and continue to serve the customers who have been so gracious and have brought in Englander products and have done so well with it. And I'm excited for the future of this organization, all the partners and all of our international partners who might be listening to this. I know you're going to get to know Chaelin and absolutely love him. So Chaelin, thanks again for being on the show. I would encourage everybody to head over to LinkedIn. And like I said, search for Chaelin Martin, get connected with him, give him some brisket tips. And then obviously let's talk shop and talk about the industry and talk about how Englander can help you as a retailer. Chaelin, any parting words or final thoughts for us?
Number one, thanks for having me on. I've always been a fan, but this is something that I really, a fan, right? So that's what I'll call it. But I've enjoyed this thoroughly. I think that what you're doing here for the industry, getting some of the messaging out there to all of us in a really easy, digestible way, I think is fun and fantastic. So number one, thanks for having me. And then the last thing to all of our current retail partners, our future retail partners, our international partners, I could not be more excited about joining the team and really building the future together. So I look forward to connecting with everybody and taking your feedback, your tips, and really figuring out what it is that you need, how we build Englander into the easiest to do business with that consistently delivers quality craftsmanship products. So I'm happy to be here and just thank you so much for hosting me.
That's absolutely my pleasure. And said, Chaelin Martin, ladies and gentlemen, new president, CEO of Englander. Get ready for it. All right. Hey, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, man, make sure to subscribe. If you're over on YouTube, give it a subscribe, a thumbs up, and share this with a friend who might want to get to know Chaelin. And thanks for listening, as always, to the Fam Podcast.